Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The state funeral for Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is underway in London. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, in his sermon, says the late Queen is one of the few leaders who have received such an outpouring of love.
The grief of this day, felt not only by the late Queen's family, but all round the nation, the Commonwealth and the world, arises from her abundant life and loving service, now gone from us.
Mourners across London have come to say their final goodbye to the late monarch Queen Elizabeth II. I'm at the Mall by Buckingham Palace, where the funeral procession is due to pass. In the background, you can hear a radio broadcast of the Queen's funeral, as mourners, many dressed in black, stand silent with their heads bowed. Some have come because of a personal sense of connection to the Queen, whereas others came to be a part of history. Karen Chamas, London.
The Queen's coffin sits at the center of the Abbey after being borne there by pallbearers, accompanied by her son, King Charles III, and other members of the royal family, including Prince William, his wife Kate, and their two elder children, George and Charlotte. Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, also walk behind the coffin. President Biden and Jill Biden are among the leaders at the funeral. Following the funeral, the coffin will be brought through the Capitol streets to Wellington Arch near Hyde Park. There it will be placed in a hearse to be driven to Windsor Castle, where Elizabeth spent much of her time, for another procession before a committal service. She will be laid to rest with her late husband, Prince Philip. This is AP News. Hundreds of people have been rescued from flooding and landslides caused by Hurricane Fiona in Puerto Rico. Power is out to the entire island. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
City workers in Loíza drove through neighborhoods telling residents to evacuate.
Es momento de desalojar y moverse.
Hurricane Fiona unleashed floods and landslides in Puerto Rico, where the governor says the damage is catastrophic, and authorities say the storm is still expected to unleash torrential rains across Puerto Rico today, possibly dumping some 30 inches in the eastern and southern regions. The National Weather Service in San Juan says flooding has reached historic levels. I'm Donna Warder.
There's no word yet on deaths or injuries. The storm is now heading toward the Dominican Republic. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
World leaders are gathering at the United Nations this week under the shadow of Europe's first major conflict since World War II. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the fighting it produced has sparked a global food crisis and a division among major powers not seen since the Cold War at a time of increasing international turbulence. The many facets of the war in Ukraine are expected to dominate the annual General Assembly meeting. It's taking place as many countries across the globe are also confronting inequality, an escalating climate crisis, the threat of multiple famines, and increasing misinformation and hate speech. The U.S. president representing the host country is traditionally the second speaker, but President Biden is attending the Queen's funeral, and he will speak Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
Business remains relatively slow in theaters despite a fleet of new, well-reviewed releases. I'm Ben Thomas. Let's go to the movies.
We are Dahomey!
The Woman King, starring Viola Davis, is the leader of an all-female army in the West African kingdom of Dahomey in the 1800s, easily led the North American box office, earning an estimated $19 million in its debut. The horror flick Barbarian drops to second in its second weekend, well off the pace with $6.3 million. Newcomers Pearl and See How They Run follow.
Get off the train.
With Bullet Train still drawing crowds at number 5. I'm Ben Thomas.
AP
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Sunday was a busy day in the sports world, beginning with the NFL, as Tua Tagovailoa threw six touchdown passes in Miami's 42-38 victory at Baltimore.
For me, I wanted big plays and big plays now. And so really second half, we came in and played the way we wanted to.
In New York, Graham Gano had the game-winning field goal in the Giants' 19-16 victory over Cleveland.
It takes a lot more than, you know, just me kicking it, obviously. It takes the whole unit, the guys getting down there, getting in range. I'm just thankful for the opportunities and thankful Coach trusted me to kick into the wind like that.
In Pittsburgh, Bill Belichick saw his team, New England, hold off the Steelers 17-14.
You know, we came up with some big plays, two big three-and-out stops, and then, you know, held the ball for the last, 6 minutes of the game. And, you know, we were able to run it out and kneel on it, so some good football when we need it the most.
Other performances of note, Jared Goff, four touchdown passes in Detroit's 36-27 victory over Washington, and Joe Flacco matched that with four aerial scores of his own in the Jets' 31-30 victory at Cleveland. Turning to baseball, Aaron Judge, two more home runs, numbers 58 and 59 in the Yankees' victory at Milwaukee.
Numbers, you know, there is numbers. You know, I'm focused on doing what I can to be a good teammate, help the team win. If that means hitting a homer, then it means hitting a homer.
New York's other team, the Mets, with starting pitcher Jacob DeGrom, they completed a sweep of Pittsburgh.
You know, it's big for us to sweep, you know, this series, and, you know, now do have to do a good job of turning the page and going to Milwaukee and trying to win a series there.
And in Atlanta, Braves rookie pitcher Spencer Strider, he reached the 200 strikeout mark in the win over the Phillies.
At no point did I want to strike out 200 guys this season. Like, that wasn't a goal of mine. It was just keep us in games, win games, pitch deep.
College football, AP's top five this week, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, and Clemson. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
I'm Mike Rossi, reporting the Phantom of the Opera is scheduled to close on Broadway next year. It has been a fixture on Broadway since 1988, but The Phantom of the Opera, Broadway's longest-running show, is drawing to a close. Phantom is scheduled to close in February 2023, the latest and biggest victim so far of the post-pandemic drop in theater attendance in New York. A spokesperson told the Associated Press Friday the final performance of Phantom will be February 18th. That will conclude a run of 13,925 performances. The closing of Phantom will promote Chicago, which started in 1996, to Broadway's longest-running active show. I'm Mike Gracia. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was released from an Arkansas hospital Saturday after undergoing surgery for thyroid cancer. Sanders spokesman Judd Deere said following successful surgery on Friday to remove her thyroid and surrounding lymph nodes and in consultation with her physician, Sarah was discharged from an Arkansas hospital cancer-free. Sanders had announced Friday that a biopsy earlier this month revealed she had thyroid cancer. The 40-year-old Sanders is a Republican candidate for governor in Arkansas. Deer told the Associated Press Saturday Sanders plans to resume campaigning soon. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden met Friday with family members of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another American detained in Russia, Paul Whelan. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. The meetings at the White House are the first face-to-face encounter between the president and the relatives of Griner and Whelan. Administration officials say they're meant to underscore Biden's commitment to bringing the two home and to establish a personal connection, but not an indication negotiations with Russia for their release have reached a breakthrough. On that, National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We made a serious offer. We want them to accept it. These two individuals ought to be home anyway, period. But we understand that that's probably going to have to be the result of a negotiating process, one that we're willing to participate in honestly and fully, and we've been doing that. We await them to take the offer that's on the table.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Immigration lawyers accuse the Republican governors of Texas and Florida of breaking federal immigration law. Yvonne Espinoza Madrigal, with Lawyers for Civil Rights, tells the AP Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott illegally sent migrants awaiting immigration hearings in Texas and Florida to Washington, D.C. and Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts.
We are exploring civil and criminal legal avenues to hold the perpetrators
and the states accountable.
Espinosa Madrigal says two planes chartered by DeSantis that landed in Martha's Vineyard included pregnant women and children and at least one person who needed medical care.
Florida, Texas cannot ship people, drop them in the street unattended, including children as young as 4 and 5 years old, without any support structure.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent thousands of migrants to various locations without any notification to local, state, or federal authorities. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Justice Department has asked a federal appeals court to lift a judge's order that temporarily barred it from reviewing a batch of classified documents seized during an FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home last month. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. The department told the 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta the judge's hold needs to be lifted immediately because it's impeding the government's efforts to protect the nation's security and interfering with its investigation into the presence of top-secret information at Mar-a-Lago. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon earlier this month directed the department to halt its examination of the records until a further court order or the completion of a report by an independent arbiter. The special master is to review the documents and weed out any covered by claims of legal privilege. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Mike Rossia reporting West Virginia's governor signs an abortion ban into law.
I've signed it. It's done.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia signed an abortion ban law Friday, making West Virginia the second state to enact such a ban since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal constitutional protection in June.
I'm proud that I signed it, and I believe wholeheartedly that it does one thing that is absolutely so important. It does protect life.
The West Virginia ban has limited exceptions for medical emergencies and for rape and incest victims until 8 weeks of pregnancy for adults and 14 weeks for children. Indiana passed its abortion ban in August and enforcement began Thursday. More than a dozen states now have abortion bans. Most were approved before the Supreme Court ruling and crafted to take effect if Roe v. Wade was overturned. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.